I think as the Apostle Paul was heading down that Damascus road with warrants of arrest for any Christian that he found anywhere that he could continue his persecution, I think he was obsessed with an awful thought. And in his mind, there was an image that would not go away. That thought in his mind was that they had stoned a just man, a man who forgave them even as the stones were raining down, and the image he had in his mind was the face of Stephen, which the Bible said he had this face that shone like an angel. And I think it was bothering him greatly. In fact, when the Lord knocked him down, he asked him something. He said, "It's hard for you to kick against the goads." That had to do with oxen who, when they were in the traces, they would kick back against the bar that goes across back there, and they would damage it because they didn't like that bar back there. So they put little sharp things on they called goads so they wouldn't kick back there, would hurt them. And then the driver of the oxen had a stick with some sort of pointed object on it that they would stick the oxen to get them to go which way they wanted them to go. Listen to what the Lord said to Saul when he smacked him down. Chapter 9, verse 4. "And Saul fell to the earth, and he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I'm Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It's hard for you to kick against the goad. And Saul, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will you have me do?" You see, I believe the Lord had prepared Saul. He'd prepared him by putting this awful image in his mind of Stephen being stoned and the face of the angel, and the words that he heard comprised an awful thought: "I have killed an innocent and just man." Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you convicted me of my sins. I thank you for that. I praise you that you smacked me down. You showed me how bad I really was. You opened up the cesspool of my heart and my life and my soul, and you showed me how sick I was. And it was terrible, Lord. But you did it so that I could be saved, so that I could hand all of that to you, and I could simply say, "What do you want me to do?" And you forgave me, and you healed my soul, and you gave sight to a blind man, a man who was blind in his heart and his mind. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.